Ready for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our show this week. We have a great show ahead of you. Have you just been so tired and fatigued, and you just don't know why?
That many years ago, yes, but now I'm okay.
And I was asking our audience, our listeners, have you ever just felt so tired and fatigued? Well, maybe, just possibly, it could be the most prevalent nutrient deficiency worldwide. You know what that is? Iron.
Well, yeah, there you go. Iron.
So that's what we're going to talk about today. And with us today?
With us today is Alberto Trujillo. And he has over 26 years of experience working in the natural foods and alternative health industry. His education includes a Bachelor of Science in Cellular Biology from California State University of Fullerton, where he did biochemistry and cell development research. And as a national educator for the Flora Corporation, he has made guest appearances on numerous radio talk shows across the country, and has been discussing alternative health, and he has traveled across the U.S. Educating people on how to live a healthier and more balanced life utilizing natural products.
Wonderful. Well, Alberto, thank you for being with us today.
Hi, Brenda, and hello, Dr. V. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
Now, you know, I've had this problem myself. I was iron, very iron deficient at one time, and I was walking around just like what I mentioned, very fatigued, very tired, and it took a little bit for me to realize and you know, of course, find out that that was the reason why. And I'll tell you, once I got that corrected, it's a tremendous difference in my life. So I want you to explain to, why don't we start by explaining to our listeners a little bit about iron and why it's so important to our health.
Okay, great. Yeah, well, iron is a major nutrient. It's a major mineral that combines with proteins to make something we call hemoglobin. Now, hemoglobin is part of our red blood cells. In fact, it's what makes red blood cells red. That's why usually when people are iron deficient or low in hemoglobin, they tend to be pale. But more importantly, hemoglobin binds oxygen in our lungs when we breathe, and it carries it through our blood to every one of our body's cells. And then it can be utilized by our cells for aerobic metabolism to produce energy and for enzyme functions, for gland functions, basically for all cellular functions for life. And without it, our brain, our muscles, our hearts don't get oxygen, and so they don't function very well.
And why is it the most common deficiency?
Well, that's a really good question. It is surprising that it's the number one deficiency around the world. And in some parts of the world, there's still many, many people that don't have enough food and or iron type food in abundance. Whereas here in North America, we have so much food, there really shouldn't be much iron deficiency. But in fact, one in every four women in North America is iron deficient or anemic. So it is very, very common. There are many factors that affect iron deficiency. Obviously, a woman is at highest risk when during the childbearing years, during their menstrual cycle. And so there are times during menstrual cycles when somebody bleeds a lot, they lose a lot of iron, obviously childbirth, during pregnancy, during surgeries or post-surgeries, poor diet obviously contributes to it. So that there are many factors that can contribute to iron deficiency that you might be able to address with proper diet and some good supplementation.
Now, women, you said, are more apt for iron to be iron deficient than men, but men can still be iron deficient, correct?
That is correct. Actually, in the U.S., there are more elderly iron deficient males than elderly iron deficient females.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is, because we tell men, or we have been telling men for many, many years, that they shouldn't take iron because they don't need iron. But, of course, our RDA for men is 10 milligrams a day, whereas a woman during childbearing years is 18 milligrams a day. So we obviously do need iron, but we don't have that monthly loss through menstruation, and or we don't get pregnant or and have children and childbirth and breastfeeding and all those things. So we do have less of a requirement, but we certainly require 10. And so there are many men, especially elderly males, that are iron deficient that need a good iron supplement. And then there are some vegans and vegetarians that for some reason they just don't eat either enough or the right types of foods, and they can become nutrient deficient, including iron. And sometimes they have a hard time getting enough B12 in their vegetarian diet. And B12 is very important for the absorption of iron, and that can contribute to iron deficiency. And so that could be a problem. And then there's also athletes, and athletes have, especially high-impact sport-type athletes, tend to have blood loss internally, and they are exerting a lot, and they need more oxygen-carrying capacity, and so they need more higher needs for iron, so they can become iron deficient as well.
So their requirements are just higher, and they actually, due to the high-impact sports, they can have blood loss?
Yeah, they can have blood loss. Even runners. Runners have a slow-grade type bleeding internally from impact. Every impact that hits the ground can cause small-grade type bleeding. And, you know, they don't see it. It's usually resolved by the body. It's excreted in the stool. So it's not like a lot of bleeding. It's slow-grade.
And that's what I understand. Like, if you have any, and I know they test the stool for this, too, to see if there's any type of bleeding within the stool, and that can lead a man, especially if there is a situation like that, that could be one of the reasons why a man might be iron deficient.
Also, it could be things like ulcers, bleeding ulcers, you know, where you're not necessarily seeing it. And a lot of times when men or women have bleeding ulcers, their stool tends to be even darker in color, and they're always tired. And so, yeah, it takes a test, somebody to actually be able to identify it.
Well, now, what kind of symptoms might someone be having if they're iron deficient that would let them know, hey, I think I need to take a look at my iron?
Well, you know, the symptoms range from mild to severe, and it could be things like fatigue, always being tired, weakness, because a lot of our iron is stored in muscle, and so it could be muscle weakness, shortness of breath, chest pain, dizziness, headaches, poor concentration and cognitive function. And this, unfortunately, really affects children. Children, when they're iron deficient, can be, really fall back in their development. They can have behavioral problems and learning disabilities. They have usually poor appetite, and their growth can be slowed significantly. There's something called pica. I'm not sure if you've heard of that.
Oh,
pica,
yeah.
When you crave ice or paint, dirt, starches for some reason, and it's usually due to iron deficiency. And when this happens to children, they do tend to not necessarily eat dirt, but put dirt in their mouth and so on. And something that happens to them is that there's lead in the dirt, and they tend to have lead poisoning or affected by the lead. And that really affects their learning disabilities and behavioral problems. And that's very, very unfortunate. But other common symptoms can be things like being irritable, having brittle hair, nails, dark circles under the eyes, frequent infections too, as well as cold hands and cold feet. Restless leg syndrome is a symptom as well, and that could contribute to poor sleep. And that in addition to low iron, that could be really bad in terms of fatigue.
Yeah,
being tired all the time.
You know, and I had a lot of trouble sleeping when I was iron deficient. I had insomnia very badly, and I had restless leg syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that. We've got to take a quick break.
Sure.
And for those of you who are interested in learning more about the Floradex product from us directly, you can stop by Gulf Coast Nutrition at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor, or you can get online at gulfcoastnutrition.com and take a look at some of our products. If you come on in the store, you can use the coupon code RADIO10. Just tell us RADIO10, and you'll get an additional 10% off of all the products that you have purchased that day. And you can use it online as well. It is now an active coupon
now
code,
Brenda
B.
Right. Now it's an active coupon code.
Yes,
not for always, though.
No, so. Not for always. That is a limited time. So that's just some information about us, Gulf Coast Nutrition, and the Floradex product. And we'll be back in just a minute to cover more about the specifics of Floradex and iron. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.